Welcome to this week's edition of Arts Beat. I'm Karen Czar. Today, we take you to Woodford County Theater. The group has grown over the years to boast top-notch performances to sold-out crowds nearly every season. But they're also becoming known as the safe space for empowering young women in the community. Vanessa Becker-Wigg leads The Girl Project.
The Girl Project is an Arts Meets activism organization for teenage girls to empower them to speak out about how the American media culture portrays girls and women and the expectations that are put upon them. And we help them to creatively process through all of that. And then they take the work we've done with them, and then they create a show that involves spoken word, theater, dance, sometimes visual art, really anything they want to have in it. Sometimes puppetry, sometimes mask work.
And these girls don't shy away from hard topics, like the case of a woman who was raped by a star athlete at Stanford University.
How old are you?
How much do you weigh? What did you eat that day?
Well, what did you have for dinner?
Who made dinner?
When did you drink?
How much did you drink?
What container did you drink out of?
Who gave you the drink?
How much do you usually drink?
Would you consider yourself a party animal? Why were you going to
the And it was the girls themselves who wanted to tackle that story.
You know, it wasn't difficult for them to create, honestly, because they had so much to say. One of the most difficult things was, as the editor of the piece, trying to bring it all in together because they had so much to say. Every year for the Girl Project, we try to bring in current events and talk about current events. And it just so happened that this summer, there was so much. The script was amazing because there was just so much just from current events that we could create from. This piece in particular, they journaled about.
With these teens touching on such difficult subjects, Becker-Wigg says the focus extends far beyond creating a work of art.
We also have, with Girl Project, we have a mentoring program called the Girl Project Next Generation, and that's where our high school alumni then work with middle school girls. And the high school girls create the curriculum, and they have an adult in charge, but they really develop all of that. So so that's the second tier. So we have kind of the high school tier, then the middle school tier, and then our third component we started doing about 2 years ago was just collaborating in some way with the community. The first year we did a collaboration with the Step by Step program and did a piece called Just Us Moms Performing with Young Single Mothers. And then the second year we brought the premiere of The Mask You Live In, which is a documentary about the expectations that are placed on boys and how that affects their self-esteem. And because, you know, we feel like it's really important for everybody to understand that the Girl Project promotes gender equality. It's not, you know, one gender or the other. It's equality and really, you know, treating all people equally.
Emma Draper is a junior at Paul Lawrence Dunbar High School. She says being a part of the Girl Project has made a major impact on her confidence and her life.
I've learned a lot from it. I've learned how to trust my own instincts and my own voice and better how to share my voice. And I've met some really powerful mentors that I've been able to talk to, and just they personally have been able to help me. Definitely impacted my life in such a positive, powerful way, and I would wish that upon anyone.
To learn how you can become involved with the Girl Project, log on to woodfordtheater.com. I'm Karen Czar for this week's edition of the Arts Beat on 91.3 WUKY.